I can confirm it is hailing right now. This is why we issued a WRAL weather alert day.
Showers and storms are picking up in intensity when we're in the clear, and a new WRAL weather alert day issued for the weekend.
Breaking news, two young people killed in this crash. We're there live with an update on what caused this tragic scene.
As we get started at 7 o'clock, let's take a look. These are clouds making their way through Raleigh from our station's tower camera on Western Boulevard. Also, a live look over the clouds at Wilson as the storm continues to move through the area. The whirligigs whirling there. The WRAL severe weather team tracking the system that has been bringing this rain and wind through our area for hours now. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Deborah Morgan. Today is a WRAL weather alert day, and you can see those storms moving through on the dual Doppler 5000. We have team coverage tonight. Brett Neese is in the WRAL Live Center watching conditions across the area.
We're going to start with Kat Campbell in the WRAL severe storm tracker. Kat, four of our counties right now currently under severe thunderstorm warnings. How are things looking out there?
It's been a busy afternoon and evening in the WRAL storm tracker. We've driven through flooded roads, or well, we've run into flooded roads at least. We've driven through hail, heavy rain, downpours, and lots of traffic. We are still tracking severe storms. I want to bring you live to the dual Doppler 5000 radar, and I want to show you a closer look at the latest severe thunderstorm warning. This one is until 7:30 p.m. in the northeastern part of our viewing area near Warren County and Halifax County. That's where the most intense part of the thunderstorm is right now, but a small sliver of Franklin and Nash counties also included in the severe thunderstorm warning. I should also mention the lightning. We've seen a lot of cloud-to-ground lightning strikes, and just within this radar view in the past 15 minutes, there have been nearly 350 strikes of lightning. It's really been powerful thunderstorms that we've been watching throughout the afternoon. The worst of this is clearing out of Wake County. That's the good news. We are here right along the Wake County and Franklin County line, and the rain's pushing off to the north and east, so it's moving away from us, and conditions should improve in the triangle over the next several hours. The severe thunderstorm warning in Wayne County has expired. An intense thunderstorm, though, still headed for Wilson. If we take a look at futurecast for the remainder of your evening, we are going to watch some additional showers and storms in the southwestern part of our viewing area that could impact the triangle later on tonight. So we may not be entirely done with the rain just yet. Coming back out here live to the WRAL storm tracker, you can see some of the bubbling thunderstorm clouds in the distance over there. We're going to keep a close eye on the roads out here. It's been slow going with traffic and all the rain that we've seen this afternoon. And we'll have an update on your weekend forecast in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's a tough combo during the commute. It's going to bring some traffic. Kat, we'll check back in with you soon in the WRAL storm tracker. Thanks.
Let's go to WRAL's Brett Neese in the live center now, watching what's happening with traffic out there. Brett?
Yeah, Deborah, as Kat just said, that it has been slow going out on the roadways. Here's our look at the map. We just had an update within the last couple of seconds. You see some of the slowdown areas out on I-87 near the Wendell area. Just a couple of crash icons out there. We had as many as 10 crashes at one point about an hour or so ago. But I do want to show you some live cameras out there. US 1 at Tryon Road. You can still see some of the wetness along the sides of the road. That's how much rainfall was in the Apex area. There's another look on US 1 at 1010 Road over in the Capitol Boulevard area off of 540. Some rain droplets still there as the roads start to dry out. But when we look at the map here, you can see the slowdown on 440, the Beltline, the western lanes there. There is a little bit of a slowdown. That's that same area that is undergoing some repaving, the repaving project that just started last week. Part of that project is to fix some of the flooding issues that happen whenever we see these fast moving storms and all this rainfall all at once. That project not set to be complete, though, until 2024.
Okay, keep us informed. Let us know what changes out there. Thanks, Brett. And you can stay connected at home with the radar, storm threats all the time. The WRAL weather app has you connected. It's free to download on Google Play and the Apple App Store.
The cleanup is still underway in Johnston County, where two young people died in a crash involving a pickup truck and a car. Multiple crews responded to the scene, including the Highway Patrol and EMS. This is all happening on Highway 242, right near I-95. WRAL's Eric Miller is live there now with the WRAL breaking news tracker. Eric, it looks like a lot of the scene has been cleaned up now.
That's right, Deborah. The last State Highway Patrol troopers leaving this scene in just the last few minutes, but they did give us an update before they left on the condition of those five people in the SUV T-boned in this crash. We now know two people, those two juveniles under 18 years old, were killed. Two other people are also in critical condition this evening, and one person somehow escaping that vehicle with only minor injuries. You take a look at some of this footage from the scene, you can see how amazing it was that anybody was able to get out of there with minor injuries. Told this happened sometime before 4 this afternoon. That black SUV blowing through a stop sign here at the intersection of Dragstrip Road and NC 242, getting T-boned by that dump truck there. The dump truck driver was not injured, able to walk away, but an unbelievable amount of damage to that black SUV. The response here involving dozens of State Highway Patrol troopers, EMTs, and other first responders out here for nearly 3 hours. Now, talking to folks who live and work in this area, they tell us there are far too many serious crashes here. That's something even troopers will acknowledge. They say when they come here, it is almost always bad. The folks in this community, they say they have been pushing for change, some kind of new traffic lights or signs. But so far, those calls for change, they have gone unheeded. Deborah.
Such a deadly outcome today. Eric Miller live in the breaking news tracker. Thank you, Eric.
So we're hearing these new 911 calls now just released in the kidnapping of a baby in the backseat of a car. The mother telling 911 that she left the car open to buy some things from the Exxon gas station on Capitol Boulevard around 10:30 last night, but she left the baby in the car. When she came back out, the car was gone, and so was the baby in the car. A dispatcher was able to get the license plate, fortunately. Raleigh police then scoured that area. About an hour later, the car was found abandoned at the Marathon gas station on East Millbrook Road, about 3 miles away.
Yeah, somebody just stole my car. I was parking lot. They got my baby in it. They got my baby.
Ma'am, listen to me. I know you're scared, okay? Your baby's in that car. I'm a mom, too. I get it. But I need to know what kind of car you have, what direction they went, so we can find them, okay?
Having to wait 3 hours to get any information. Raleigh police saying the baby was checked out by EMS and is doing well. Thankfully, officers are still searching, though, for the person who stole that vehicle.
A major announcement today from the city of Rocky Mount. Effective immediately, the city is raising its starting salary for police officers to $60,000. That's a 36% increase over the previous pay rate for newly hired officers. City Manager Keith Rogers Jr. says the higher starting salary should improve police staffing. Rogers said the city will pay for those higher salaries from savings related to existing vacancies in the department. And he says his next budget proposal will include money to maintain those starting salaries.
The 17-year-old murdered yesterday in Southeast Durham has been identified now. His mother saying that her son, Kedron Pettiford, was the one killed. Police say they found him shot on Carter Avenue just after 12:30 in the afternoon. This makes 18 juveniles now shot in the city so far this year, 4 of them fatally. As for solutions to youth violence, some point to mentoring programs. Sidekicks Academy, for instance, is one of those offering taekwondo and mental health support in 3 Durham elementary schools.
The solution to gun violence, the solution to the gang violence that we see here in Durham and across the triangle is not the solution of one person, it's the solution of a community.
Especially with summer right around the corner, city and county leaders held a discussion earlier this week about the need for local governments and nonprofits to ensure young people have productive ways to stay busy.
Would you make some improvements to your property if it would help the environment and it saves you money? The city of Raleigh is expanding its rainwater rewards program, which means Raleigh residents can help improve water quality. WRL's newest reporter, Shelley Jackson, explains how they could also get a little financial help for their efforts.
Polluted storm water is a big threat to Raleigh's waterways.
Runoff water that comes from the roof, the parking lot, and the road has oil from cars, has gasoline. It is polluted water.
Father Jamon Taylor at St. Ambrose Episcopal Church has installed 3 rain gardens and 2 cisterns since 2017. It's part of the Raleigh Rainwater Rewards program.
Rainwater Rewards is a program that encourages private property owners to install water quality stormwater devices on their property to help improve overall water quality in the community and in our creeks and rivers.
The cisterns and rainwaters across the street at St. Ambrose are helping to improve the water quality here at Walnut Creek by absorbing the pollutants before they hit the water.
The city reimbursed the church 70% of the installation cost.
Really, the best place to control stormwater is right there where it's generated, right there off of our driveways, right there off of our rooftops. The further downstream it gets, the harder it is to control because we're having to control much larger flows, much larger volumes.
The city funds the program through the stormwater utility fee on your water and sewer bill. But a new infusion of cash from the American Rescue Plan will allow the city to offer 100% reimbursements through the end of next year.
And it provides a 100% subsidy for these water quality improvement projects in portions of the city that have been disproportionately impacted by COVID.
Father Taylor also says taking care of nature is part of being a good Christian.
We feel like we're being stewards of God's creation. We as people of faith believe that we should live in right relationship with God's creation, with nature.
Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Our WRAL documentary team has spent months covering the fentanyl epidemic and the stories of people who passed away not knowing they were actually taking the drug. Next, some new reporting of people who did know what they were putting in their body and the addiction they developed, how they were able to deal with that addiction. Ahead.
And let's take a live look at Warrenton on this WRAL weather alert day. Still a lot of dark clouds in our area. Kat will be coming up with a look at how long these storms will stick around.
Welcome back as we continue this WRAL weather alert day, and there is rain teeming right now in Wilson as we take a look at the whirligigs. We're going to check in with Kat Campbell, who's out on the roads, giving us the full scope of these storms that have been moving through today. We are a lot to talk about when it comes to the weather, so stay with us.
Fentanyl continues to be a huge problem in North Carolina. More than 3,000 people died from using the drug in 2021.
We explained in our latest documentary, Crisis Next Door, many of the people who died from illicit fentanyl don't know they're taking it. But as WRAL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance explains, others do and become addicted to fentanyl.
At baseline, I didn't think that stopping was possible.
Alex, who didn't want us to use his last name, never thought he'd be sitting here in Raleigh doing an interview about life in recovery.
I told myself on multiple occasions I will use drugs, specifically opiates, specifically fentanyl, for the rest of my life.
We explained in our latest WRAL documentary, Crisis Next Door, many of the people who die from illicit fentanyl don't know they're taking it.
We're talking about just a chemical drug that is 50 times more potent than heroin.
Some people, like Alex, try fentanyl when it's cut with other drugs and then become addicted to it. For Alex, it started about 8 years ago. He lost jobs, was kicked out of rehabs, lost his family. His rock bottom was when he was driving to pick up fentanyl from a drug dealer and got into a car wreck.
Totaled my car, totaled the other person's car is completely totaled as well. But my first instinct was not to call 911. It wasn't to check on the person that had hit me. It was to call my drug dealer to make sure that they could get to me before the cop showed up. My mom's just crying and my wife is saying, you can get in the car and go to this place that we've found, or you're on your own.
That place was Healing Transitions in Raleigh. The facility offers help through a long-term recovery program, non-medical detox, and overnight emergency shelter. It's free, and you can go as many times as it takes. All of the people who work there are also in recovery, and so is Alex, for 17 months now.
What gives you hope?
Oh. So what gives me hope is the fact that I've seen it happen, not just in me, but that I've seen it with the guys that I also went through this program with. Multiple people that I call my friends today are also living sober lives.
People working in recovery say these stories need to be told.
The only thing that's more powerful than fear is hope. So there is a lot of hope that because we have some very good treatments available for opioid use disorder.
And there are more people living a life of recovery in America than there are in active addiction. And so that gives me real hope.
Alex has reconnected with his family and his wife.
I used to think that, you know, being sober and not using was unfathomable, but what's unfathomable is the type of life that I have today. I thoroughly wake up and I'm happy.
I'm WREL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance.
Hope, so important to people fighting addiction and the families around them. The fentanyl epidemic, of course, in North Carolina is the topic of this week's On the Record. WREL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance continues her coverage of the crisis across our state. She's speaking with people who have loved ones who have been addicted to the drug and spotlighting the one community fentanyl is hitting the hardest. Watch On the Record tomorrow at 7 on WREL or on our website or streaming platform. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is joining us live now.
She's in the WREL Storm Tracker with what we can expect the rest of the night, Kat.
Hey guys, I've been driving around taking a closer look at some of the typical spots that flood in Wake County. We haven't seen too many big issues. Let's go ahead and take a look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar. I do want to show you where we do still have some remaining issues. There is a flood advisory in effect for much of Wake County until 7:30, so about 15 minutes left in the warning. Crabtree Creek still in good shape though. We really haven't been able to find any issues in Wake County, and that's certainly good news. We are still tracking some intense storms with a lot of lightning in the past 15 minutes. Within this view of the radar, there have been nearly 400 strikes of lightning, especially in this severe storm that we are tracking up in the northeastern part of our viewing area. Some hail possible as well in this severe thunderstorm warning for Halifax County and Warren County in effect for about another 10 to 15 minutes. But beware, there is the potential for some hail within that thunderstorm. We're also keeping on some showers and storms in the southern part of our viewing area. I did want to talk about some of the rain that's headed for Chatham County as well. We're going to keep an eye on that. That may actually make its way toward Durham and Chapel Hill, which haven't seen as much rain today. A little bit later on this evening, and if we zoom up toward Wilson, it's an intense thunderstorm. It's not severe at this time, but heavy rain and a lot of lightning there. The good news for you, your weekend is trending drier. It's not going to be a washout. We've been telling you all week that Saturday looks best for outdoor plans. That thinking hasn't changed. We've got the Chinese Food and Culture Festival Saturday in Cary. Should be beautiful weather out there tomorrow for it. And the Bulls playing tomorrow if you're headed to the DBAP. First pitch is at 6:35, 78 degrees, 72 by 8 o'clock. Nice baseball weather. Really feeling like summer. It's warm and it's humid this weekend. High temperatures in the lower 80s both days. On Sunday, you'll notice we don't have a rain icon right now. It looks like the bulk of the rain and thunderstorm potential would come later Sunday and into Sunday night. And that was our thinking there. We do still have a chance for rain Sunday. It's just later. 6 o'clock through the nighttime hours, that's when we have the best chance for rain Sunday. And we are going to have to keep an eye on Sunday. Those storms could be intense. And we have issued a WREL weather alert day because we're under a level one threat for severe storms on Sunday evening and to Sunday night. So stay tuned for updates on Sunday as we get closer to it. We're still tracking storms tonight. We've got to get through tonight's round of strong to severe storms first. The next couple of days will be warm and muggy, but behind the cold front that brings us those storms Sunday night, it's going to be less humid and not so warm. Lows fall into the 40s for a couple of mornings, but with the sunshine, highs in the 70s early next week, it should be absolutely beautiful. We're keeping an eye on the roads here. We've seen some crashes that we've driven by around Wake County, but again, the roads in terms of flooding are in good shape. We really haven't seen any big problems this afternoon.
All right. Things looking pretty good at this point. Yeah. Kat Campbell, thanks for the update. We'll keep checking in the Storm Tracker for us tonight.
Well, in just a few short days, the Carolina Hurricanes will begin their journey to securing another Stanley Cup. Details on the first two playoff games on the heels of winning their division title coming up.
It's now a 6-on-5. Gostis Bear to steal and the empty.
Breaking right now in the WRL Live Center, a crash has shut down multiple lanes on I-440 westbound. This is right before you get to the Glenwood Avenue exit, and you can see our live pictures there. There's multiple cars that were involved in this crash up along the guardrail there. You see multiple ambulances as well, and you can see all the damage done to those cars. It looks like they may have even had to cut part of the doors off from those cars to help assist those people that were involved in that crash. We're working to learn how many people were involved and what the extent of their injuries, but it looks like the inside two lanes on I-440 westbound will be shut down for the next hour or so while police and first responders investigate this. We'll continue to update this in the Live Center.
All right, Brett, thank you. The Canes will wear their anniversary jerseys when they hit the ice at PNC Arena on Monday in their opening run for the Stanley Cup.
Let's go, Canes. This morning, the NHL released the schedule for the first two playoff games against the wild-card New York Islanders. The second game between the Canes and the Islanders is set for Wednesday. Last night, the Canes clinched the Metro Division title with a 6-4 win over the Florida Panthers. The NHL plans to announce the rest of the playoff schedule tonight. The moment a Nashville man and a bear came face-to-face is caught on camera.
I really love this. David Oppenheimer was relaxing in a chair in his carport on Tuesday when he heard his Ring doorbell camera chime. Well, he looked around to see what triggered the camera, didn't see anything at first, and then a moment later, the bear came into view. They gave each other quite the scare. You could see the bear just taking off after a few seconds of their stare-off, but I mean, it's really funny.
He's about as relaxed as man can possibly be, too, as that bear comes up. He's all lounging.
Yeah. Oppenheimer says the bears wander in this area all the time. So.
I like they stared at each other for a moment.
Yeah, all good. The Southern Ideal Home Show returns to the state fairgrounds today.
Yeah, there will be all sorts of home improvement vendors there this year, along with HGTV's Bargain Mansion host, Tamara Day. Here's some video from last year's event. You can expect to find both interior and exterior design ideas and a lot of tips out there. The home show hours, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are just $12. You need some inspiration for the house?
Yeah.
Check it out.
And lots of free goodies.
Yeah.
Always.
Thanks for joining us tonight on WRL News.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRL.
Keep watching WRL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.